Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are visiting with Mr. Alfred Boyages, the founder and CEO of Foresight, a motorcycle company making riding smarter and safer. Alfred, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Not a problem.
So tell us, Alfred, what has been the challenges with motorcyclist helmets that automotive drivers might not be aware of? Let's start things here today.
Yeah, sure. So 5 years ago, I started the company because I had a motorcycle accident. I actually went around a corner, went through an oil slick, and fractured my kneecap in three places. And the reason the company is called Foresight is it's all about being able to see things before they happen, so using a level of predictive thinking. Motorcycle riders are pretty hampered out on the road by click-on devices that they put on the side of their helmets, but also they don't have all the modern features that you would find inside a car as well. So they are really at risk out there in some really dangerous sort of situations. So hopefully this type of technology will aid that.
And I'm sure listeners are pleased to know that there is a solution. This is pretty awesome. Looking forward to hearing more now. Tell us, what is the problem that you're actually solving through Foresight in your helmet?
So the problem that we're solving in particular is information that is given to a rider now is usually over just audio. So what we do is we have a three-part system. So in our helmet, we have a little LED array, which is like what you would see on a Formula One car steering wheel. And what that does is translates information. It could be, for example, locations of police cars, speed cameras, traffic, road hazards, and other important information like navigation to a rider in a much in a much more effective way. So, for example, as you're riding along, this little LED array will flash red and blue if there's something in the area that could be potentially dangerous or interesting to you as a rider. And it's that double feedback loop that is actually really, really effective, the audio and the visual. So the more you use the helmet, the more accurate this sort of detection becomes, because it has a level of machine learning. So say, for example, if I ride along and I slam my brakes on after seeing the color red, it'll actually time the distance between me slamming my brakes on and seeing that color and the effectiveness of that in our backend server thing. So apart from that, click on devices, like a click on camera or a click on comset, actually increase the rotational velocity of a helmet. So when you hit the ground, that means that the rotational speed is much higher when you have a click on device. Everything we make is super integrated, really clean. It's got a camera system in the front that automatically records as soon as you put it on. So it's really taking care of everything that you would ever need as a rider and protecting you when you're out on the road. That's why it's been really popular in Australia.
And certainly do appreciate those details. Most helpful. Now, if you would take a moment and describe the MK1, if you would.
Oh, the MK1. So the MK1 is a motorcycle. First of all, it's a three-part system. So it's a motorcycle helmet, an app, and a back-end server system, which run all together. So the helmet itself, the MK1 helmet, is a completely carbon fiber helmet. In the front chin bar of the helmet is a camera system, much like what you would see in a police body-worn video camera. It has its own tracking system as well. So as soon as you put the helmet on, what it does is it automatically starts tracking your location, recording footage, and it also has the ability to upload it to cloud at the same time as well. So that's all the insurance side aspect of using the helmet covered. Other than that, it has an audio system inside which allows you to take phone calls, listen to music, do navigation, and talk to other riders. And our patented radar system, which is a LED array with two little light sensors, which sits at the front of the chin bar below your periphery vision. And as you ride around, it uses our app, which is collecting data from 1,000 different resources out online and translating that into light, audio, and pattern inside the actual helmet itself. So the MK1 helmet, we launched that over in Australia. We sold the first 700 units in 48 hours. The rest of them sold over the next week in our launch tour as we went around Australia. So, you know, it's been a very successful product over there simply because of its – actually has a very good level of simplicity. It's really lightweight, and it's quite a good-looking helmet as well.
And by the looks of it, it certainly is quite attractive. Today we are joined by Alfred Boyages, the founder and CEO of Foresight, a motorcycle company making riding smarter and safer, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Alfred, how in demand is this type of helmet?
So there's a lot of little competitors that are out there focusing more on augmented reality and putting that sort of Iron Man experience into a motorcycle helmet. I won't name names, but most of them have been rather popular in the riding market. And I think riders are very ready for this new type of technology. There hasn't been much innovation inside motorcycle helmets for the last 20 years. So this really brings something else to the table. But where we're focusing on is a technology which is actually quite affordable and very simple. And we found that when we launched it out into the market, many people could understand it versus augmented reality systems, which are actually quite experimental at the moment. So we were expecting, you know, to sell 1,000 helmets over the period of about 3 months. That was where we anticipated, but you know, within the first 48 hours, 700 had been sold, and within the next couple of days after that, 1,000 had been sold, and now we're on back order for the actual helmet. We had so many people on our website in Australia, the servers actually crashed. We did a race event the very next day at 6 in the morning after a whole heap of Red Bulls, and we had 1,000 people show up to this track event to test the helmet out over 2 days, and there's some videos of it on YouTube. Like, even to the extent where we were at stores doing demonstrations, and mind you, we're actually the first smart helmet company to do demonstrations store to store with our product. People lining up outside and camping outside at 6 in the morning waiting for us to show up at 10 to get a good look and hopefully buy one before they sell out. So I can say it's been incredibly popular out there. We even had a 12% conversion rate online. Our cost to acquire a customer is only about $60, so Australian, which is pretty low US-wise.
And that is phenomenal news, and certainly shows you how in demand this helmet is. What are your plans for the US market? Get into some of those details.
So for the US market, definitely something you want to bring over here. So what we were going to do is rent out a racetrack for a weekend, get the riding clubs involved with setting it up and getting people out there to try the helmet out firsthand before buying it, because we're a big believer of showing people what we do before they put down some hard money for it. But we'll be launching the product in the United States around mid-year or June, July timeframe, and it'll be $549 US pre-order, and you should receive the helmet within 2 or 3 months of that pre-order. The retail price for the product is $949 US. So we're hoping to do about at least 5,000 US launch helmets and then roll it across dealerships across the country, or major dealerships. So that's the plan so far.
Yeah, I'd say that's an exciting plan and exciting stuff. I know you're anxious to get that underway. Now, how do you think you'll change the motorcycle navigation as we know it today through the technology of Foresight?
With our helmet, it's really tailored towards you and where you go and how you ride. So for example, if you're a rider that's just started out for the first time, after about a week of using our helmet, the helmet will actually know to take you into quieter streets. It'll know to avoid particular types of roads because it knows what type of bike you have, things like that, to keep you safe. But for example, if you're an experienced rider and you speed a lot, for example, on a super sports bike, it'll take you through really nice winding roads out near the ocean if it can, but it'll also try to keep you away from speed cameras and stuff like that out there. So I think for a writer, this is like the ultimate version of like Google Maps, like for our app, which is in there.
Alfred, we certainly wish you continued success. You are doing a fantastic job in the space and really appreciate your taking the time to introduce Foresight to the audience here on Enterprise Radio. Before you go, and in conclusion, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs? We literally have entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world. Someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next, what would your advice be for those types of individuals?
Eric, like we went through like a few different types of product before we landed on something that we really loved. In the beginning, we built a snow sports helmet that didn't really go anywhere because we weren't fully passionate about taking that product to market, and our arm was twisted by some advisors and investors to do it. We built a product for NFL as well, and then eventually we did the full circle back to a motorcycle product and kind of self-funded it in a way over in Australia. I think the biggest advice that I could ever give is if your team wants to do something, regardless of like the money, you should listen to your team and do a product that everyone wants to do. The moment we switched from doing like consultancy wearable tech work to building the product that everyone was super passionate about doing, like the results just started flowing in so quickly, and everyone was very happy to stay back and work as long as they could just to get it done. We went from a team of 3 people to 8 people full-time in a period of about 6 months, from zero revenue to $800,000 revenue a month, like simply by focusing on what we were really passionate about doing.
Well, we certainly do appreciate that advice and concluding remarks, and again, continued success to you and the company. I know we've heard, the demand is there. You'll be quite busy for sure, and certainly wish you all the best in all your endeavors there. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on Foresight and be in contact. Where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to check out the helmet, we have one at Belisi Motor in Nevada, Las Vegas. If anyone's a rider and wants to see one, other than that, we'll be out in June. If there's any interested investors or business parties out there, just follow through our website, and I'm sure I'll get around to you at some point. Thanks a lot, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. See you later. Bye.
You bet, and take it easy. We've been speaking with Alfred Boyages, the founder and CEO of Foresight, a motorcycle company making riding smarter and safer. And for all the details, visit foresighthelmets.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.